So we drive, drive, drive all the way to Fort Bragg. You ask me why we do something.
This is Mary Jane, and I'm speaking with...
I am Andrew Herringer. I am a singer, songwriter, guitar player from California.
So, Andrew, what initially got you interested in music?
I think it was the third grade. There was the band teacher came in, and he brought all the instruments out, and for some reason I gravitated towards the trumpet, though I didn't stick to it for very long. In the beginning, it was just part of the school system that brought me to that. And then I played violin for a while, because I went to a private school for a while. And then at some point I was like, I wanted to do guitar. So my grandma was like, oh, I'll buy a guitar. So, and then, you know, in high school it's kind of like, violin's not cool anymore, so you gotta go to the guitar, and it just kind of picked up with me too. That's mostly what I've been playing. I still play a little bit of violin, so yeah, I play violin, guitar, I do a lot of singing, I can tinkle a little on the piano, and I play with a drum set, but I don't claim to be any kind of great drummer.
So we wake up and we take a minute to see what the night had so casually hidden from our view, and it's amazing.
When did you decide to pursue a career in music seriously?
It's really been just in the last couple of years where people have started to say, you know, this music is, you know, when random people come up to you and they say, you know, your music is really good. When someone goes out of their way to compliment you, you know, I kind of took that seriously. I said, wow, you know, this is actually affecting people. And I think I just need to take that and run with it.
So you've got a West Coast tour coming up. Is there a part of being on the road that makes you anxious or nervous?
Shows in general make me nervous. I just get antsy, and I can't eat, and I just walk. Nowhere to go. I just kind of walk around. I'm antsy to play, antsy to do it. Yeah, it's great fun.
Is there a stop on the road that you're particularly excited about?
I really love San Luis Obispo. Something about that town. I just love the town itself. And then we've played there a lot over the last couple years, and it's really, I don't know, it's kind of like a tour home, kind of. You know, we know people will come out, and we know it'll be a lot of fun. We've also played in Eugene, Oregon a lot. We're, the first stop on the tour is my hometown, which is a really, really little mountain town between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe called Placerville. I just know a lot of people there, so, you know, we just fill up a big theater, and it's going to be a great show. So that'll probably be the best of the tour. Too bad it's the first one. I'm really excited about the whole thing.
Well, I saw you're also going to New York. You're closing out with that, so that should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out and play a couple of solo shows by myself out there. I've never played on the East Coast, so I took some trips back there. I worked there this summer doing some acting for a theater company in New York, and then I worked for a theater company in Virginia. But I've never done my own music out there, so I'm excited for that.
So what kind of acting do you do?
I do acting. I've also started collaborating with a director when I was in college, and what she wanted was someone who would do music under her plays. And so it became a relationship, and we've done probably four or five shows now. What I do is I pretty much provide a film soundtrack of sorts under a play, and we do it live. And so it's very, you know, I can do like crucial moments right off the actors. We also just create the music right out of the rehearsal process. I know the feel. We've done like one show, it was blues, and I had, you know, dobros and like banjos. We had another show that's totally opposite, just like, you know, a drum set. It was just me and a drummer, and I was on electric guitar, and I tuned the guitar down to like a two steps lower and just cranked the distortion. Uh-huh. So it's been a lot of fun. It's kind of knowing how to create a mood, but also not overstep my bounds.
Well, you've also got a new EP coming out called It Seems So Long Since Yesterday. What material are you most excited about playing for audiences on this tour?
I'm really excited to play this new stuff. I'm really excited about the band. I think like so much of what happens is just the people who are with us. My lineup changes all the time because I've been moving all over the place. But I've got a lot of guys who are really great jazz musicians. There's a song on the EP called Summer Roof, and it's probably going to be like a 15-minute jam because it's really open, and these guys are such amazing players. I'm really looking forward to playing that one.
Just look up at the stars. Well, wouldn't it be nice to see them all fall down? I got a pocket full of nickels and a couple rusty dimes to see them break the world apart. Well, you say you wanna be Mother Earth. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we could kick that off today? We could load up all the animals in the ark and watch them. Talk about our fears and we hope these days never disappear. And we sit on the roof. We talk about our fears and we hope these days never disappear. And we sit on the roof. We talk about our fears and we hope these days never disappear. And we sit on the roof. Can we hope?
I'm really excited to get this new EP out. I think it's we've been working independently for the last couple of years, recording our own stuff, making our own albums, and this is the first one where I really feel like I want to hand it to like every person on the street and say, here, take this, you know, I want you to listen to this. So I'm really proud of it, yeah.
Well, like you said, you're going to be playing some solo shows, but you've also got a full band. How do sets differ between the two, and which do you prefer?
I've been playing some solo shows recently, and I forgot how much fun it was, because when you have an audience that's really listening to you and really involved in the performance, it can really be a lot of fun. You know, you would think that, I do miss the interaction with the other band members, but the audience kind of becomes that other band member, and I can check in with them and see how it's going. And, you know, a lot of times people, I'll be introducing a song, and they'll start talking to me and asking me about the song, and I'll just kind of go on with it, you know, and, mm-hmm. and tell them about the song. And so I really like the flexibility of performing by myself. You know, if I don't feel like going into a certain section, I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll just go somewhere else. But then, you know, with the other guys, you never know where it's going to go. And I love being able to be flexible and just have all these other people around who could take you somewhere. And it could be great, it could fail, but at least you're having a lot of fun doing it.
Well, I read on your website that some of your band members have a degree in music.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, do you think having an academic understanding of music gives you an advantage?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, I think it's a lot about a different experience, too. I think that for some people, you know, there are some people who never go to school, and that's fine, because what they do is they go and they kind of make their own school, because they, you know, they just, it's the experience that really matters, and they get that. So I think with these guys, I mean, they've all really taken advantage of their training and the time they've had at school. I feel like for them, yeah, it's really paid off. So, you know, there are some people, I don't want to discredit not going to school, because there's some people who don't have to do that, and they're amazing players. But, yeah, it's just a bad experience, and that's what these guys have.
Okay, well, your site also describes your music as sounding like a cheerful aardvark. So, do you want to explain where that came from?
To be honest, one of my former bandmates, Dan Byers, who played trumpet, he hacked onto my MySpace account one time, and I found a couple of things differently. He put the Almighty Zeus as one of my influences, along with himself. And so anyway, yeah, the cheerful aardvark thing comes from when he hacked into it. And I've just, it's been up there for probably about a year, and I've never really changed it. I think part of that is because in the feedback that I have gotten from fans, I've seen a lot of people saying, you know, your music makes me happy, or your music really makes me feel, like, good. I guess it's kind of like that Jack Johnson, Matt Costa type of feel. It's not so demanding, but it's just, like, it's very feel-oriented. It's very vibe-oriented. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I kept it on there.
Well, I think you should keep it up there forever, because I read that and was like, oh, that's so nice. So you've posted some of your songs for free online to download. How do you feel about larger bands like Radiohead, who recently did that? How do you think, or what do you think about that in the industry?
I was really influenced by that, and a lot of my buddies, I've had really long conversations just about Radiohead and them doing that. It's something that's been done before. I think Wilco did it for an album, mm-hmm. For Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I think that music, you know, we're obviously coming to a different age in music right now. Record labels are trying to figure out a way to survive. I think that music is going to become more of a promotional tool than anything else. I think that the value of the song itself has extremely decreased. And for myself, you know, I'm not someone who's, you know, big by any means. And so I'm just trying to get it out there. And I don't want 99 cents on iTunes to deter someone from saying, oh, I don't want to listen to this guy, it's too much money or something. You know, right. I want to be able to make some money doing this. But I also just want it out in the world, because music is so cool like that. It has that snowball effect where one person can get it and say, oh, I really like this, I know a friend who would like this too, and it just keeps going like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so I kind of feel like if I'm just generous with this, and if I just kind of put it out in the world, I hope to get some fans back in return, I guess.
So if someone were to play your records backwards, what would the hidden messages say?
Probably something about Kermit the Frog.
What?
He's kind of the band mascot. He's at all our shows. He's usually hanging out with the drummer, like sitting on the bass drum or something. Definitely something about Kermit.
Has he always been a part of your band?
I think it happened, I got it as a present like 2 years ago. It's a Kermit puppet. Some people think I can do the voice all right. And so we actually have a YouTube video of me and Kermit. It's something to check out. It's funny, I think at least. So, but yeah, it just kind of happened then. I think it was partly just this video, and he just kind of became part of the band. And so we would bring him around to shows with us. Well, so yeah, you can catch him in a lot of the pictures.
Well, now that you said that you can do his voice, I want to hear it.
That's why I hesitated there for a minute, because I was like, I know if I say this, shoot. Well, yeah, like, what I would do for a while is I would say really raunchy things. I won't say really raunchy things, because it's pretty funny to hear Kermit say, like, really raunchy things.
Wait, I want to hear Kermit say some raunchy things.
Oh, no. Oh, wow, I haven't done this for a while. All right.
Well, there, I slept with your mom last night, and, you know, it wasn't so bad, except for,
Actually, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I get all tense when people ask me to do it. It has to come, but I don't know. That's a preview, I guess.
Okay, well, good job. I was impressed. Well, in the spirit of the holidays, I'm just wondering, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, well, I gave up alcohol a little while back, mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if I'm probably going to do that for the tour just to stay healthy. So I don't know how long that'll last, probably through the tour. So maybe I guess my New Year's resolution is to not drink through the tour, just to stay healthy. But
so like through January.
right. So does that count? Like, can you have a New Year's resolution just last for a month? I don't know what the rules would be, but.
Well, I always close out my interviews with the same three questions, and the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
Overuse?
Mm-hmm.
We've been using the terms beezy and bitty a lot lately. Okay. As a band, Beezy being, you know, a derogatory female kind of term. Not derogatory, but just kind of like, yo, we got to pick up some Beezies in this town. You know, that's kind of always our joke. Like, we're, you know, we're coming, we're going to play music, we're going to get Beezies. Yeah, and it usually doesn't happen. But, and then, not that we're not, you know, like, attractive, good-looking guys. It's just kind of, that's kind of a dream that isn't really a, you know, fantasy world. So, Biddies came when, my sister goes to school in New York, and so I went over there and was visiting her, and she's like, she kept saying Biddies. I was like, what are you talking about? And she goes, you know, like Beezies, but it's just Biddies. So we've kind of incorporated that. So yeah, we use that way too much.
What's your drink of choice, or what will it be in February?
I'm a big beer man, and so most of the guys in the band are as well. Just a good draft beer. I tend to be more like the Hefeweizen type, kind of the lighter beers. Yeah, a good beer.
How do you feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner. Well, as an actor, I've had to put on makeup before. It's usually, you know, like you kind of have to put on like foundation and stuff, which I'm okay with. But if they say eyeliner, I usually try to like sneak by and not do it and see if anybody notices. Myself, I'm not a big fan of eyeliner, but you know, it's attractive on ladies.
All right, well, is there anything you'd like to say to your fans listening to this?
I'd just like to emphasize that point of if you like the music, give it to your friends. Don't hesitate to burn someone a copy because, for me, it's just about spreading the music around. Yeah, getting it out there.
Everybody has got something better than me. And distance makes it easy to forget about our dreams. When I'm thinking too much, and I'm not sure why. It seems so long since yesterday.